with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's economic policies have led to a mixed record after 100 days. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Tariffs are the centerpiece of the president's trade agenda.
This is Liberation Day.
On April 2nd, he unleashed widespread reciprocal tariffs on foreign imports.
That means they do it to us and we do it to them.
The result has been falling stock prices, lower consumer confidence, and renewed inflation fears. Polls show the president's handling of the economy receives low marks. Meanwhile, Congress has yet to pass promised tax cuts. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The White House says President Trump will sign an executive order to relax some of his 25% tariffs on autos and auto parts. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump wants to enable automakers to create more domestic manufacturing jobs.
President Trump has had meetings with both domestic and foreign auto producers, and he's committed to bringing back auto production to the U.S. So we want to give the automakers a path to do that quickly, efficiently, and create as many jobs as possible.
The Commerce Department says the administration will offer automakers that finish their vehicles domestically a 15% rebate this year, offsetting the cost of the tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals fell short of winning an outright majority in Parliament, and the party will have to seek help from another smaller party. The projected total of 169 seats would not be a majority, which would require at least 172. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 300 points, the Nasdaq rose 95, the S&P advanced 32. This is SRN News. In part two of our series on Dr. Ingrid Skop, vice president of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute, she highlights the dangers of unregulated online access to chemical abortion drugs and warns the lack of in-person care can prove deadly.
Even when it was tightly regulated, even when it was used at less than 7 weeks gestation, approximately one out of 20 women would fail, would require surgery.
Skop adds that the current online availability of chemical abortion drugs creates many potential dangers.
When these are ordered online, the computer doesn't know who that person is. A sex trafficker, incestuous abuser, coercive boyfriend can order them, pretend to be a woman. There are no safeguards to prevent them from being mailed out. And then he can provide those to a woman who doesn't want to abort her child.
Dr. Skop contends this current online access should be opposed by everyone. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock shows again as stronger than expected profits keep piling higher for companies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6%, its sixth straight gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.7%, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. UPS, General Motors, and JetBlue Airways were part of a horde of companies reporting better profits for the start of 2025 than analysts had expected. But uncertainty is high about how their profits will fare for the rest of the year. The Dow was up 300 points today to close at 40,527. The Nasdaq gained 95 to 17,461. The S&P 500 added 32 points to 55.60. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.